Hello, and welcome to Lesson 1 of the 9 Gifts of the Spirit, the Word of Wisdom. These lessons have been broken up into 3 segments. Segment 1, how that particular gift operates. Segment 2, how to receive that particular gift. Segment 3, how to use that particular gift in your everyday life and workplace. Have your Bible ready and be prepared to take notes. Feel free at any time to rewind and re-listen to any part of the lesson. I encourage you to apply what you've learned in these lessons to your real life. As we continue through the 9 gifts, you will notice that certain segments of the teaching are repetitive. How to receive a gift will be a segment that will be repetitive, so that no matter which gift the student decides to begin studying first, they are able to receive the same information as found in other gifts. Let's begin the first segment of the Word of Wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the Word of Wisdom. Segment 1. How the Word of Wisdom operates. The wisdom that is spoken of here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 is a wisdom that is given by the Spirit of God. This wisdom is not of natural means, nor is it of human origin. There is a spiritual wisdom, and there is a human wisdom. In this segment, I will share how each of these wisdoms work and how they operate. God gives His divine insight on human wisdom. Human wisdom is clever. Using human experiences and knowledge gained by studying and applying it to one's existence. Human wisdom is limited, though, to a known outcome. This outcome is understood by taking into account years of experience and knowledge. Human wisdom is worthless in the spiritual realm. And that's right, that's the right word to use, worthless. How can human experiences and knowledge be applied to the spiritual realm? Think about this for a moment. How can all of human wisdom be able to counsel God? Let's take it a bit further. How could all of human wisdom know and perceive the secrets of God? There's only one person that knows what's going on in the Spirit of God and what's going on in the thoughts of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Who can know the plans of God but the Spirit of God? Now, still speaking about human wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, as the Scripture says. He traps the wise in the snares of their own cleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows that they are worthless. The wisdom of humans operates as cleverness, which is foolish and worthless to God. And this is why. It cannot be used in the spiritual realm. That wisdom cannot be used to discern spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. No one then should boast about what human beings can do. Now, this does not mean we should set aside human wisdom and never use it. We must learn there is a place for each wisdom to be used. In fact, we are required to gain human wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. It has its place, and you should learn to judge between the wisdom of humans and the wisdom of the Spirit of God. We must learn when to apply human wisdom and when we should not apply human wisdom. We must learn when to apply the Word of Wisdom and when not to apply the Word of Wisdom. There will be times when you will apply both wisdoms. Remember, we are called to live a balanced life, natural and spiritual, at the same time existing in the same place. Now, Paul explains the differences between using human wisdom and the wisdom of the Spirit of God. When should you use the Word of Wisdom? Should you use it while you're at work, your everyday life? since it is something spiritual? My answer to you would be yes, you can. But there is a way that it should be done. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Now, this is Paul speaking, and my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world, who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, the mysteries of God. Now, His plan that was previously hidden, even though He made it for our ultimate glory before the world began, but the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would have not crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scripture means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit, for His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. Paul explained here that this wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, this wisdom doesn't come from a man or a woman who lived a long life, that their life was filled with experiences and places and things they had done, places they had gone and things they had done. Nor does this wisdom come from reading and studying long hours. This wisdom that Paul is talking about right here is beyond what humans can grasp. In fact, it can only be given to those who have the Spirit of God, and whom the Spirit of God chooses. So let's take a look at this word of wisdom. How does it operate? How will it operate in you when you receive this gift? The word of wisdom operates in this way, by revealing the mysteries of God, by revealing His plans that were previously hidden and that were made for our ultimate glory before the world began. The word of wisdom operates by revealing. It reveals the plans of God in the situation you find yourself in right at this moment. It is the Holy Spirit who begins to reveal the mysteries of God to you, about you and your circumstances, helping you prepare for what God has called you to do. The plans for your future, the plans for your past, plans for other people around you, and the plans for the world, and so on. This can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. The word of wisdom deals with past, present, and future plans of God. Now understand this. The deeper your relationship with God, the deeper the revelation, the revealing of these plans are. This gift, the word of wisdom, is not just so you can know the plans of God, but it is so you know your part in those plans. You will know when to act and what is required of you by the mysteries revealed to you. You will also know the parts of others in the plans of God that have been revealed. Some mysteries that will be revealed to you are going to be local, and others will be worldwide. Now let's take a look at how the word of wisdom operates. Once again, how the word of wisdom operates is by revealing the mysteries of God. Who does this revealing? The Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 12. And one of the ways you will know it's the word of wisdom working is when what is revealed to you can be applied in the spiritual realm or in the natural realm. Because remember, the wisdom of humans, the natural wisdom, cannot be applied in the spiritual realm. Always remember that. Now, here is some insight on this first gift, the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom can operate as a standalone gift, which means it doesn't need the support of other gifts to help it operate. It's unique in that the mysteries of God's plans are revealed to you, and nothing else may be required of you to do but just stand there and just to watch and just to know. Now, once again, how do you judge between the wisdom of God and human wisdom? One is considered foolish and worthless. Why? Always answer the why. Because it cannot be used in the spiritual realm. It cannot reveal the mysteries of God or know the thoughts of God. For this reason, human wisdom is considered useless and foolish for spiritual dealings. The other, which is spiritual wisdom, is a revealing of the mysteries of God and the plans that God has set for you and the events that are taking place in your life. Spiritual wisdom has the ability to be used in both the spiritual realm and the natural realm. That is the unique difference, because the Spirit of God is revealing to you what has happened, what is going to happen, and what is happening right now in your life, giving you wisdom so you can accomplish what needs to be accomplished. So how do you judge between what is human? If it's human, you know it can't be applied to the spiritual realm. If it's spiritual, you know that it can be applied to the spiritual realm and also the natural realm. Okay, let's go over this one more time from a different perspective. What does the word of wisdom look like? This will be an interesting one. Well, it looks like this. Like revealing revelation of the mysteries of God. So if it is revealing mysteries of God, then it's not human wisdom. And that's another way you can tell that what you're receiving is not of you. This is where knowing the scripture, the Bible, comes in to help. Because once you read scripture and it becomes a part of your life, then you have an idea of who God is and how God behaves. You begin to learn God's language. So as you receive revelation, you're able to discern if it's of God or if it's of you. With studying and practicing the gift, you will begin to understand it more clearly. Okay, let's compare human wisdom one more time so that we have a good understanding. So in the end, we are able to have a better ability to discern between the two. What does human wisdom look like? It looks like this. It comes across as very clever and intelligent, and it's good. I mean, think about the things that we have done with human wisdom. Think of all the advances we have made with human wisdom, all the scientific technologies that have come over the years, robotics, medical technologies that allow us now to live longer and healthier, industrial technology that allows us to build pretty much anywhere on the planet right now. So human wisdom is an incredible gift given to us by God. So it's not for us to look down upon it, but it is our responsibility to judge between, is it spiritual wisdom or is it natural wisdom that we are perceiving when we are using spiritual gifts. So remember, human wisdom cannot be used in the spiritual realm. And always remember why. No matter how incredible it is, it cannot be applied to the spiritual realm or spiritual dealings. So to God, it becomes foolish and it's worthless because it cannot be used in the spiritual realm. It cannot answer spiritual questions, and it cannot fathom or reveal the mysteries of God. Let's repeat that one more time. Why does human wisdom look foolish and is considered worthless to God? Because human wisdom cannot be used or applied in spiritual activities or dealings. The word of wisdom can be applied in both natural and spiritual activities or dealings. But remember, only the word of wisdom can operate in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and 16. Human wisdom cannot be used in the spirit. Always remember that. As you gain understanding and use this gift, you will learn to judge between the two. As I close this segment, I want to make clear that human wisdom is required for us to learn and to use it. Such wisdom has given us the great technologies that we use today, the medical advancements that we use today, the incredible architectural buildings and bridges that help us live every day, art, music, and so on. It is ours and given to us to use, so don't set it aside. Remember, we must live a balanced life. We must live both in this natural world and the spiritual world. And remember this, God commanded Adam and Eve to subdue the earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it said to him, and this is what God said to them, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, to accomplish this, think about this. You must have human wisdom and spiritual wisdom. They had to have human wisdom to understand what was going on in this planet with all the creatures and everything that was around them. They also had to have spiritual wisdom to be able to communicate with God and know God's plans for them on this planet. So don't throw away human wisdom. Just know its place. And with everything in you, be at balance with your natural self and your spiritual self, walking in the same place, existing in the same place and time every day, every moment. Now, I know that I've repeated quite a bit in this lesson. The reason is, for many of you, this will be the first time using or trying to receive this gift. So I wanted to impress upon you how important those things that I repeated over and over are, so that they will stay with you as you continue to grow in this gift and use it. One side note as I move on here, the other eight gifts of the Spirit require that the gift of wisdom be in operation for them to function. I'll give more explanation as I teach on the other gifts. Now, I have something for you to do for this segment. I'm going to call it a task. Now, I'd like you to begin to read the scriptures daily, but do not study. Just read to enjoy. Begin in a book you would like to know about. The parts that seem unimportant or boring to you at this time, just skip over. Enjoy the scriptures. If anyone rebukes you and tries to correct you to read the scriptures their way, you tell them, I told you to do it this way, and that it's all right. You can read the scriptures, or you can listen to the scriptures with Audible. Your task is to enjoy reading the scriptures. So if you can only read a few words at a time, then have to put the Bible down, well, that's a good place to start. But each day, pick up your Bible and just read two or three words. Make sure it's in a place, a book that you enjoy, and in a place that you can enjoy yourself, that you can relax. The most important thing is to enjoy the scriptures, and don't let anyone take that from you. You don't have to carry your Bible to work or let anyone know that you're reading the Bible. I want you to feel comfortable and enjoy the scriptures. I want you to find a place and a time that works for you and enjoy the scriptures. As I close this segment, segment one of the Word of Wisdom, I want to pray with those of you who want to receive the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Take a moment and join me in this prayer. Jesus, I thank you for your kindness and your mercy. As I come before you right now, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, to make me new, and to restore to me what was lost. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit as you promised, and make me new again. I receive in myself your blessings, your favor. Reveal to me the path you have created for me. Make me one with you as you are one with the Father. I surrender myself to your desire and pick up my cross and follow you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to encourage you that it has begun. If you have any questions, please contact me at the email provided. I will try to respond in a timely manner. Remember to continue to the next segment of the Word of Wisdom when you are ready, segment 2. I hope you are enjoying and learning from this teaching. If you have been blessed by these teachings, let others know that they too can come and learn. And let them know God is in control. Smile again, laugh again, believe again. Together we will finish this race. Now go and enjoy life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. I say come and drink. Thank you. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.